Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
I say, well, I was born in Pipestone or Sioux Falls.
I was born by God's dear grace.
But where was I born, right?
In an extraordinary place.
This is for all of us. How lucky are we?
Stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here. Kevin's a big fan of you, you know. Each and every one of you hosts the Need to Know Morning Show and hangs out with us here on What's on Your Mind as well. Aren't you, Kev?
Oh, the best.
The best. We have the greatest listeners ever.
The best.
I loved hearing that story about the peach sale yesterday. they had an oversupply of peaches, and they extended the sale one day yesterday to sell peaches, and 100 folks came in and said, "Heard it on the flag! You helped us sell all kinds of..." So they're doing it again today, by the way, 1 to 4, if you didn't get over there yesterday.
1 to 6.
1 to 6, is it? Okay.
Yep, 1 to 6.
That's a good idea. People can stop by on the way out of the
house. It's Fargo West Rotary. So it goes to scholarships and all the great things that Rotary does. So
by half log or full log, they're priced right. It's a great deal. Check it out right there, and you're just in the parking lot of the Holiday Inn, 13th Avenue South in Fargo. Tell them you heard it on the flag. Whatever advertisements you hear on these radio stations, KTGO, AM 1100, AM 1090, we appreciate the fact that you're listening out there on the app, and you hear folks that support us, support them, because they're the reason we're here. They're the reason we're able to stand for truth day in and day out on the program. Here's a question I want to start with, and I want to get to the callers at 701-271-1100 today. This is happening in Minnesota now, but it's spreading like a bad cancer everywhere. And that is the idea that somehow law enforcement is to blame, or that law enforcement needs to be restrained.
Yeah.
And the most recent example of this is in Minnesota. You tell me you back the blue when you handcuff a law enforcement officer so bad they say, we can't be in the schools anymore under the school resource officer contract. We can't be here.
You can't have that gun, that weapon of war. That's the reason.
Unless
kids are in danger.
Yeah, unless, you know, they fired and killed how many people already? Then go ahead and do it, I guess. But if I'm a parent, if I'm a parent of a Minnesota student, and I know that this change to the law, which by the way is purposeful, I want to know who said get rid of the or, because you used to be able to have the ability to, you know, just assist. If a teacher says, I can't control this kid, you know, constrain them. You know, and the worst of the worst is obviously an active shooter, but there's other reasons that law enforcement are there in the schools. And by the way, they're doing great drug tests. They do the drug sniffing dogs, that go around. They do a lot of good things. They are no longer allowed there under a school resource officer contract. They have now delayed the response time should an incident occur, because they will have to come from elsewhere and not be available already in the school. Unforgivable. My question for you, this has had a 30-year run in Minnesota. School resource officers in the schools now out because of the Democratic legislature in Minnesota. Can they fairly be put in the category of backing the blue?
No.
Is that backing the blue?
Even more importantly, is that in the camp of keeping the kids safe, doing what we can to protect our children? Our children, children, children.
I stand for law enforcement. I back the blue. I'm for, yes, indeed.
Child
I'm
safety and none of it there. No,
right.
None of it.
Everything you say you're for, you just torpedoed. Exactly right. Tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. You can't back the blue and do stuff like this wherever you are. 701-271-1100. By the way, Keith Ellison was asked for opinion on it and said, nope, that's the way it is. It stands. Now, supposedly, he's offering to help. Oh, yeah, a little political heat, and you're going to offer to help? How so? unless it's restored to the way it was for the last 30 years, you've helped nothing, Keith Ellison or Senator Rob Kubek. Get to work. Steve is on the road at 701-271-1100. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. It's sad. And it circles back. Why do people vote for Democrats in Minnesota? Is this what they get? So if their kids survive the abortions that they love so much, then they don't have any protection when they finally get to school? That might be a little over the top, but am I wrong? I mean, Minnesota's turning into a joke. And then who's the idiot senator in Moorhead? Doesn't he claim to be moderate? What's his name? I'm going to mess it up because I confuse the name with who's the sports writer for the forum. But why can't someone convince individuals in Minnesota to support people that care about law enforcement and children? Is that hard?
I couldn't agree with you anymore. Here's the problem, I think, to your suggestion, Steve. They can recruit people like that, and I might even argue Rob Kubek. I knew the guy. I worked with him at WDAY. He was on television when I was on radio over WDAY. I never thought of him as some left-wing loon. You know, I mean, we didn't talk politics a lot, but he certainly knew that I was conservative. He was never in my grill or anything like that.
Right.
And you know what? He was turned into a tool of Democratic leadership in St. Paul the second he got there. So that's the problem. I mean, the swamp is what I just put up a meme on my social media Facebook page, I guess, and it says Democrats, a bunch of rich people convincing poor people to vote for rich people by telling the poor people that other rich people are the reason they're poor. And that certainly does not describe every Democrat I know, but it darn well describes most elected Democrats, doesn't it?
It comes close. It comes close. And Scott, if people can't understand what a police officer has to do, and the ultimate thing is they are carrying weapons. You knew they have a taser usually now, too, but they have a sidearm. And they can't have all these restrictions on who and how they can touch people because they're wrestling for their life. They cannot lose the contest. They have to restrain and hold and handcuff because if the person wins the fight, they're going to take their gun. It is so stupid. And then, when do you get encounters? When are you going to be restrained by a police officer? How many colossally stupid decisions do you have to make before you actually have to be restrained by a police officer? How about we start with coaching the kids? This resource officer is your friend. Get to know him. And if you push him too far, you will be restrained and you will be removed from school. Put the shoe on the other foot. No, that would make way too much sense. It must be the cops' fault. They're all idiots.
That's applause line.
It is applause line. That's how they think.
That's
the cops are the bad guys. They're all Derek Chauvins, as far as Democrats in Minnesota are concerned.
Yeah. And of course, you do have a 300-pound junior in high school on crack or whatever, wielding some sort of knife or something. Who's the first person they're going to call? The counselor?
What they're going to do now is they're going to call the police, and it's going to take longer for the police to get there because the police are not in the schools like they have been for 30 years because Democrats changed the law.
God, exactly, and that's the worst-case scenario. When lives are on the line with an active shooter, that 30 seconds or minute and a half or 5 or 6 minutes is a game-changer. And if they're too stupid to understand that, then it's I don't even know why we engage it. They should be ignored, and they should be replaced by people with a brain. But I don't know if that can happen in Minnesota. Tragically, I don't think it's possible.
What do you think the tipping point is, Steve? What is that tipping point that will do what you suggest?
I don't know, but I'll give you another example. Moving to I've got some people that are connected with the Minneapolis Police Department, and they are so grossly understaffed, they cannot respond to 911 calls. They have to prioritize them. That's how bad it is, and the people in Minneapolis continue to vote for Democrats that either are so ignorant they don't understand law enforcement or they simply hate the police. Well, I think it's going to take a massive, you know, civil, just, you know, riot, whatever, that made the George Floyd protests look like a bad Saturday afternoon until people finally realize it. And here's the thing. They would probably blame the Republicans anyway. they would come up with some reason as to why you said this or whatever. The short answer is I don't think it's fixable short of anarchy. I just don't. They are so entrenched in their hatred for common sense, for capitalism, for law and order, for life. They just hate everything. It's sad and pathetic, and I don't know how to fix it. I wish I could be more optimistic.
Steve, appreciate your comments. Great stuff. Call again, as always. You bring it every time. Texter says, it's actually an email from Nate, says, okay, Scott, really, dude, you're blaming this on the Democrats in the Minnesota State Legislature? Give me a break. You're really going to play the blame game. You know it's the language in the bill that led to this happen, and quite frankly, the Democrats here in Minnesota are doing their best to fix it. Wait a minute. You know it's the language in the bill that led to this. Exactly right. Who is writing the bill? Democrats! And they rammed this through in some education thing. And if you think it's...
It was an omnibus. Yep.
It's some kind of an accident, you don't know anything about politics. And if they were fixing it, they would have fixed it by now so that Morehead Public Schools doesn't have to start without school resource officers. Goes on to say, all you're doing is sitting there whining and crying about anything you can find, playing the blame game. Meanwhile, you don't have any legislative experience. You're right, I don't, but I've talked to a lot of legislators over the years, I'll tell you that. More coming up.
The kids safer?
271-1100. Call us.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summer left, folks, and I've never seen more summer fun in one location than I have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And the best part, a lot of that summer fun can last in the wintertime. Maybe not the pool, unless you turn that into an ice skating rink, but those flash pools, by the way, are great. You could, if you said, look, I'm going to go for it. I just got a good, whatever, tax return back, whatever. I'm going to go for it and get a, they can have that thing in your backyard in a day or two, the Super Pool. North Dakota's number one pool since 1997, but the saunas, the hot springs, hot tubs are incredible. We can say that with good authority, can we, Kev? Because we both
have. No, winner must have. Let's just go there. One or
exactly
the other, or both.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly right. Yes. So
I love that Finley Osana, that small version, the infrared or the traditional, if you like the water on the rocks, is that they can put that small one in your garage. You can plug it into the wall. I mean, it doesn't take any extra wiring or anything. Or you can, if you got more space, go with the big dog. But I love those things. Beautiful.
You know what Vince always says, for about the cost of a cup of coffee a week, so if you have one less cup of coffee a week,
yeah,
you can be making payments on that sauna that Kevin's talking about, the hot tub, the splash pools. I mean, they have great dealer financing, so they'll do it all in-house for you right there. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They are in West Fargo next to Spitfire. They are also in beautiful Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall and Bismarck, in front of Walmart on the expressway. Mike Lindell coming up here in just a little bit to tell us about these new resolutions calling for protection of our elections by the Republican National Committee. They're on board. What do you know? The Republicans have awakened. Mike Lindell's been at this for, what, 3 years now? I mean, just unbelievable. So we'll talk with Mike about that. Lieutenant Governor Tammy Miller a little later on in the program. She is in town today in Fargo, actually, for the Autonomous Nation Conference on autonomous agriculture and unmanned aircraft systems. Big announcement today on the future of that innovation campus they have out at Castleton. And then we're going to tell you about a Pakistani doctor who got an H-1B temporary work visa to join the prestigious Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He is going to federal prison for, are you ready, incubating a plot to kill fellow oath-takers, Hippocratic oath-takers, while, quote, behind enemy lines. That's what he wrote in a encrypted jihadist social media channel. We caught him. How many are out there that we haven't caught? Todd Bensman on that and much more from the border before the show is done today on What's On Your Mind. Call us at 701-271-1100. And I'm going to go to Keith in a second here in Mayville, or you can text us 701-237-1590. Do you have something else you wanted to add, Kev?
On that, I did, but I lost my train of thought. Just the Pakistani doctor thing, that is so disturbing. That is so, and when you said, it makes you wonder how many are still out there, how many. But I do want to put a plug in for Mike Lindell. I spent a good part of last weekend watching all of 2 days of the election symposium, the integrity deal that he did.
This is why we love you.
You've got to watch it. You've got to have faith. Everybody's going, the elections are rigged. I'm not going to vote. Just everything, the fix is in. Let me tell you, he has hundreds. Jeff O'Donnell and these big brains, man, I'm telling you. He has got a great team together. He assembled the best that he could get. And there are hundreds of people in every state that are going to be watching all of the drop boxes. We've got that device that's going to pick up on any internet connections, all of the mail-in, the ballot dumps. There's going to be eyes on this election like we've never seen. And what really is exciting, too, is the way that they're going to be looking at some of these machines. And the people that running these machines and connecting them, they don't know the stealthy stealth that Lindell and these guys are going to pull off. So have faith. Have faith. The Warriors are out there, and he's the general.
He's coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on the flag, so stay tuned. Hey, it's time for all parents to call their superintendent, says a texter. Principals as well. Just have them blow up the phones and say we need protection. Plus,
yes.
if things happen, kids get killed. They have to make these people that made these laws responsible sue them, take them to court, put them in jail, because they are the ones being irresponsible. How about if we all vote for that? Let's take a vote on whether we should make these people responsible by calling in and saying so. Appreciate the text and the sentiment. I actually would disagree with you. I think the pain point has to be on the legislators. I think Senator Rob Kupak has got to feel like if he doesn't fix this and go back to his Democrats, despite the fact they run his show, rather than him being independently elected, that was proven again and again and again. Look at the chamber. The chamber. Even the chamber is, they're... I would say the chamber, when they score something, they're about as fair as you can possibly be. They're not being super partisan or anything else. Scored him dead wrong on all but one vote in the entire legislature that they tracked. Just absolutely incredible. So I think the heat has to go on the politicians, Rob Kupak and Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, and others to fix this. But certainly the schools, They know. They want help. They want this fixed. They should hear from you as well, just to know how much this means to you.
Absolutely.
Keith in Mayville, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Keith?
Hey, I tell you what. I was in the military for 21 and a half years, proudly. And I've never seen a gun ever pick itself up and shoot anybody. It's an idiot behind the gun. Now, the Democrats, and I've got a few friends that are Democrats, so I'm not going to cut them down, but I think that they are mentally disturbed. You take look what's happened in our country. Every place there's been a gun-free zone, it's open season. And we're supposed to be protecting our kids and keeping the doors locked.
Spot on.
By not having police officers, we're just opening the door for more shootings. And then the Democrats will say, see, that's why we have to take the guns away from everybody. It's just, this is idiotic. There's no common sense. It's just, it's pathetic.
Yep.
It is,
amen.
Keith.
Spot
I'm
on.
sitting here nodding my head, listening to every word you're saying. Exactly right. And coming from a veteran as well, maybe this is the Minnesota tipping point. Maybe this is the thing that finally can awaken me. I guess abortion on demand and an abortion sanctuary state, that hasn't
Trans,
done it. They
sure.
just keep playing. Yeah, all the you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell a parent if their kid is trying to change sexes. We're going to help them find a doctor. You can't. I mean, all the craziness that's come out of Minnesota has not
Saint
tipped
Paul.
The balance.
Yep.
Yeah, St. Paul, right.
It's all St. Paul.
It's legislators from all over Minnesota, but at the Capitol, for sure. Yep. Go ahead, Keith.
But then you've got the other thing. Look at all the states now that are legalizing all these drugs. What the hell? I mean, we're setting ourselves up to totally fail. Look what they're doing against Donald Trump. I mean, he's not the perfect man, but he's the best man that this country has ever had to fight for the little guy all the way to the big guy, the blacks, whites, Puerto Ricans, Asians, you name it. He's there to fight for him. Now we need to get up and start fighting for him and for this country. We are on definitely the wrong track. We're going the wrong way. And even some of my Democrat friends are starting to complain, too. So something has to happen here soon, or we don't have a country left.
Well said, Keith. You couldn't have said it better. Jim emails, these Democrats get away with this because we allowed them to. Why aren't the parents in Moorhead protesting outside the legislators' homes? If the shoe was on the other foot, they'd be doing all that plus.
Exactly.
Says Jim. And you know what? Because they are activists.
Right.
This isn't just politics. I go represent my people. They're activists. They're on a mission to transform America. It's remember Barack Obama? We're going to transform America. That's what they signed up to do. And they do protest. They do activism way better than Republicans ever will. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is advising Tropical Storm Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane this morning as it departs western Cuba and then rapidly intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The storm will bring a storm surge to Florida's Big Bend and areas southward to Tampa Bay. It will hit an area particularly sensitive to high surge events. Idalia was expected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Oliver Anthony, the singer-songwriter of Richmond, north of Richmond, has some words for Democrats and Republicans trying to cozy up with his song during this presidential election cycle. Anthony this week on his YouTube channel.
Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. I do hate to see that song being weaponized.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
It's another one of our listeners just texted in. I did like Kevin did. I watched every moment of the Election Crime Bureau Summit. It's all at frankspeech.com, and true patriots are taking the time to watch that wall to wall. And Kevin, you've inspired millions, as I did as well. I tell you what, this is the game changer, and we're going to hear a little bit about it right now from our friend Mike Lindell, brought to you by MyPillow today on the program. And I'm going to ask Mike to tell us a little bit about those towel deals. We got a heck of a deal going on right now. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very encouraged. Everything going on. It's been a great couple weeks.
God bless you, my friend. Yeah.
Do you know that from the very first time you and I talked about this election mess, you and I both talked about how much people need hope, and it really feels like you've given people some hope that they were lacking. Is that part of your plan?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a lot of hope. So, when people were lacking hope and a plan, and it's like we had all the evidence in the world. We have more evidence. I got enough evidence you could cover the earth 10 times over, but. And we're using that. Don't get me wrong. We're using that. But all the efforts out there by people, a lot of other people that are out there, they don't realize hundreds of thousands of people are working hard every day to get our election platform secure and back to a great place they're going to get to. And the other thing is, nobody had a centralized plan. And that's what we needed to unite everybody in this plan to, everybody was like scattered all over the country, different places. Big success here, minor success here, a little lawsuit here that's going to affect this over here. And since we don't have the media, you know, Scott, I compared it to, you know, back in the day with Al Capone in the 20s, where they couldn't get him on murder, racketeering, bootlegging, gambling, even though they had all the evidence in the world. And why couldn't they get him on anything is because he had the media in his back pocket. He had the judges. He had law enforcement. He had early voting where he could get the politicians he wanted. And so they came at it from a different angle. And that's basically what I've done is come not tax evasion. They got him on. But I came out, you know, this plan's been in the works for a year, and it's coming at it from a different angle. And it's really going to open things up for us.
It's all about 2024. By the way, I didn't do my job to the degree I should, because this segment is brought to you by MyPillow, and it just happens that Mike Lindell is on the program. And I want you to know that the MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Now, normally that'd be $79.98, but for a limited time, while they last, 6-pack towel set for $39.99 with the promo code Scott. It's got to be the promo code Scott. 50% savings, so check that out. You got some, these pillows go so fast, you have to keep restocking. Right, Mike?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. We're also doing today for your show, we're doing a an early Christmas special on our My Slippers. These are our original My Slippers. These are the ones that that were made us famous, and they're normally $100 and some. They were on sale for $49. We're doing like a week long limited Christmas, early Christmas present special, $29.99. I mean, it's so they you get those slippers. They're the best slippers ever made in history.
All right. Promo code Scott. Just remember that for the deals, or call 800-506-9028. And honestly, that's the least we can do. You know, I mean, we all buy presents for family members, you know, anniversaries, weddings, you know, all kinds of things. And I know a lot of our listeners just buy things because they want to support you and they want to support your team, because these are tough times for MyPillow. They're just after you and all of your employees, aren't they?
Yeah, we're an employee-owned company. They've attacked us relentlessly. When I came out with the plan, they attacked not only the event, but my website, my call center. We had threats at the call center. We had a lockdown for a little while. We had cyber attacks on both my store website and my MyPillow website. This is going on as we speak. We've had to get more security on our sites, and they want to just destroy MyPillow and myself. They haven't been able to silence me, and I think that's they feel, well, let's take all his money, which they've done a pretty good job of that, but like I told you before, Scott, I'll borrow everything I have to get through this, because if we don't secure our elections and save our country, we have nothing.
On the evidence thing, if I can. Mike, I watched everything from what you did the 16th and 17th of August. You've got evidence galore. You said it's evidence galore. From evidence comes a battle plan. You have intel now. And the hope comes, I thought, with hearing Jeff O'Donnell talk about the device. All eyes in every state on drop boxes, on mail-ins, on ballot harvesting, on all of that. Talk about the plan that came from the evidence, specifically. What's going on with boots on the ground?
Well, here's what we have, and I'll kind of wrap it in a nice bow here. We have this real-time election monitoring device. Now, they've lied to us, and they said these machines were not online. Everything we've been doing the last 2 years, we've approached every county in the country, all 3,100-some-odd counties with the people I have. I have what's called the Cause of America. We're over 300,000 strong. And we go out there, we go to these counties to get rid of the machines, go to paper ballots and count it. We have over 100 committed to do that by the 2024 election, 18 of them in California alone. But the problem is, we always got pushback from Republicans, you'd be absolutely amazed at the pushback we get. And I'm just tired of it. And we get to a certain point and they block us. So, with these monitoring devices now, these clerks that say, well, they're not online. Now they're going to have this device for themselves, and they can go, whoa, they are online. And that's just one thing that'll manifest to us being able to get rid of them once we show in this fall election that they did lie to all of us. Those machines, in order, all the evidence, the cyber evidence we had, that's been the number one blocker, is they say it's impossible you have that evidence because they're not online. But yet we have cast vote records, we have voter roll, we have everything. And so we have that. But then we have another app for my Cause of America, for my team, and they go out and they're doing all this nationwide canvassing, and when we go out there and we're doing things like in your own neighborhood, if we find that somebody voted, eight people voted in a house 3 doors down, now you're going to be able to, they take a, affidavit from in real time, maybe a picture of whatever's going on. And that now funnels through to what I set up, the Election Crime Bureau. And this is when, this bureau is cyber guys, lawyers. It's massive. I have a command center in Florida, and we, all this stuff goes into that. Now we're able to disperse it out over the country to all these other groups and all these other lawsuits and all these other things that are going on. It's like an information hub. And here's the best part, everybody. If you get the Frank Social app, Frank Social, not to be confused with my media app, Frank Speech, the Frank Social app at the App Store, we've turned that into an election crime app where now you can sit in the comfort of your own chair, your easy chair, and watch real-time crime, election crime, come down, and you can filter it down to your own backyard, your county, your state, and your country. So it's making awareness of the people, and that's giving them hope to see what's going on. You can put in your own state and see news reports from your own state that you're not hearing on Fox News or Newsmax or Salem Media. That's been our biggest problem is they don't report stuff anymore, anything to do with elections. So you're going to get the hope there. You're going to get all the – it's like a hope report. Every day, every morning, just you can get on there, check it out, and in real time – and I'm going to be doing a daily report like I do now to the nation where I was doing that earlier. I was doing it once a week to all – to everyone in the across America. Now I'm going to basically do it a once a day report to the country. Here's where we're at, and we are moving forward fast because once we have this fall's elections, now we're going to be able to go back to all those counties and states and even judges, go back with our lawsuits and say, look at this. They lied to us about the computers. We have all this stuff now. Everybody's aware of this. And you combine that, you guys, with the best news of the week. The RNC just passed a resolution that we worked hard on. I planted the seeds last winter when I ran for chair, and they passed a resolution. I'm looking at it. Paper ballots, hand-counted, same-day voting, voter ID, and precinct-level voting. And now we're able to take that when we go back to these states and these Republicans that go, oh, we love our machines, or we want to vote 2 months early. They're going to stand out like a sore thumb, and we're going to call them out as uniparty rhinos that they are.
Listen to this. In language of what Mike's talking about here is paper ballot, hand count, single day, precinct level voter ID elections in this return to elections in American voting from the, to this point, feckless Republican Party. That is fantastic, right, Mike, that you're able to accomplish that. How do you in your heart of hearts believe 2024 will be different than 2020, given what you've done here?
It'll be, you know, I was just talking to our real president the other day, a couple of days ago, and encouraging him, you know, he's so courageous. And I was telling him, I said, sir, as he said, the number one thing he gets asked is, are they going to steal everything again? I said, of course they're going to try. I said, they fear you coming back in, sir, more than anything. And I said, I guaranteed him, and I'm guaranteeing this country, we're going to have these elections secure enough to where we are going to have as fair as elections possible in the amount of time we have left by next summer, to get these things fixed or secured. And I'm telling you, Scott, if you'd have asked me a year ago, I was getting a little frustrated because I knew even though everybody was working so hard, things were moving too slow. All these lawsuits out there, and I'm not talking about the billions of dollar ones they have against myself and my pillow, those are all just for show for them to push it out past the 2024 election and we lose our country. I'm talking about all the hope in all these states like Michigan where we won 5 lawsuits against the Secretary of State. And these are all things they put in illegally in the 2020 election, everybody, because of the China virus. So what it's going to do is going to open doors. It's going to open doors you've never seen open up so fast. Now it's going to. This is a miracle that the RNC did this, and that that this plan now is coming to fruition after a year in the making. And I'm so encouraged, and everybody else should be. Everybody else has to do their part there. You really need to get your Frank Social app and get on there. And we're going to be adding to that. It's not all. You can get on there and get ahead of the game, but you're going to hear reports from me as we lead up to this fall's election because we're going to show a prototype to the world, proof of concept to the world, how this is going to work. And these machines will be gone. These machines will drop faster than you can imagine. We have so many. Can you imagine, Scott, 18 counties in California? They've had it in California. They're 4 years ahead of us.
I want to know if I can have one of these election monitoring devices, and Kevin can as well. He's in Minnesota. I'm in North Dakota. Let's talk about that when we come back from the break with the great Mike Lindell on What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And brought to you by MyPillow today, the MyPillow 6-pack bath towel set back in stock. Regular $79.98 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set $39.99 with the promo code Scott. That's how you support Mike in this fight. You know, here's someone that is literally borrowing money to go out there and fight for our elections. Think about that. Incredible efforts. The least we can do is buy some of his great products and the My Slipper Uggs. $100 at one time. These things, by the way, are better than Uggs. They're not Uggs. They're the My Pillow slippers. And if you've ever known about Uggs, you pay gazillions of dollars for these. These are better, and they're $29.99 right now. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9008. 506-9028. Mike, tell us about the device. What is the device? I know the media called it a drone. It's not a drone. I know that. What is it?
I brought the drone in. I encourage everybody, if you guys go to Frank's speech and you can watch these all the videos there from the event. But I brought it in on a drone for effect. I wanted it to be like Steve Jobs when he announced the iPad and iPod. It was a big celebration, and this is so important to our country. Well, that's what the media grabbed. It's not drones. they grabbed, of course, you could put it on a drone. You could drive it in your car. You could put it anywhere. But these were made specifically. I want the county clerks that have been lied to. A lot of them, you know, they've been lied to by the machine companies. We're not online. We're not online. This was the common lie, everybody, that was told to everyone in the country by all the machine companies, doesn't matter what brand, and by our government and everything. And they lied. Every one of them's online, and it's the biggest lie. But they did it to block our cyber evidence. So what is this has been a year in the making by some of the best scientists and ever lived. And so what this device does, it's not a Wi-Fi sniffer, everybody. It's not like your phone where you come into a room and it says, here's all the Wi-Fi's available. Well, this device tells you if you're in a room, what devices went online, are online, and when they pop online. And then you can, and what that does is, like, let's say it was my own home, Scott. If I have, cause I have one and I want one everywhere I go. If I'm in a hotel room and I put it on there, I want to know if there's any devices online in that room. Or maybe I'm at home and somebody put a camera in there. And all of a sudden, or they make refrigerators now online, watches, everything. We did a demo in the room. We showed everybody at the summit. It showed every device in the room and it shows what it is, the IP address, the MAC address, everything. It labels what the device is. So you can, and the location of it. So imagine if you're in a precinct and you're a clerk and you go, all of a sudden, beep, 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 beep. What? My router just went online. My printer just went online. It's going to be a lot easier for us to go back to those clerks in our counties and say, are you sure you want to keep these? We've got to get rid of them now. They lied to us and they lied to us for a big reason. We don't have any idea what's going on in those machines in our elections. We need paper ballots hand counted. But these devices now, that information goes to my command center, Election Crime Bureau, and what it'll do, it'll filter out like all the cell phones. It filters all that out. By the way, it doesn't intrude anybody, doesn't intrude. It doesn't know if it's talking to anything. That if, you know, that would be intruding you would break laws if you were intruding and going in there. You could do vote flipping like everyone else, like they're all doing to us. But what this does is just to detect the device when it went online. It doesn't know if it's transmitting or doing anything. And so what we do then, it'll come back and it'll alert the public. It'll also alert that clerk with her device, but it also, the information goes out to, like I say, the Frank Social app that we have that everybody should get. And so, you'll be able to see all these alerts.
How do I get one? How can I participate, or Kevin, or anybody, okay, or listener?
Right now, everybody, and that's a great question, Scott. We're actually meeting with, it's a USA manufacturer. I can't say where it's at and stuff. We've done a lot of research. This thing has over, I think, 59 parts inside. It's about the size of a phone. And they're not going to be available to the public right now. We're trying to get enough made to do the elections this fall in Louisiana, Kentucky, Mississippi. Those are big governor elections there. Also some down tickets across the country. And as many as we can afford to get made, that's what we're going to do. And if anybody wanted to help out there, that's the Lindale Offense Fund.org. That's where we're getting money to be able to do this, this whole prototype, proof of concept this fall. And that's, Lindale OffenseFund.org. But we are going to have them, Scott, soon enough, because everybody wants one. This is a protection device for your house too. I mean, I want my privacy. I go to a hotel and I don't want all of a sudden, the TV's online and all this other stuff. I just want to be aware of that stuff. If I'm at my house and someone put a camera in or an Airbnb, wherever you're at, we've got it in this age of artificial intelligence and all these computers. I mean, you can be sitting there talking and all of a sudden you see an ad on a billboard, something you were just talking about. You know how this is, where this is headed. And you guys, if we don't have secure elections instead of selections, the people that are going to be regulating this new age we're into are going to be evil, bad people. That's why our elections come first. We have to secure them immediately. It's the most important thing. Every single thing, every day I wake up from morning till night is to secure these elections. People call me all the time, Mike, we got border thing and this at the border and all that. All that is a manifestation of a stolen election. So I say hyper-focused on that.
You couldn't be more right, and that's why you're a treasure for this country. You are a warrior of warriors. You've given so much, and we pray for you every single day. And ask our listeners to continue to and keep tabs on this. FrankSpeaks.com, all of this is right there explained in great detail. Mike, thanks a ton.
Yep, thanks, Scott. Thanks, everybody. God bless.
Thanks, bro. You bet.
Talk to you again soon. And Mike told us during the break we can have some of the experts on, too, in the coming days.
So
we're on it, folks. Hey, we're Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your order.